Well, as they finish up the final portion of the West team practice behind us here at St. Petersburg High School, we are going to recap day one of the East-West Shrine Game. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftKingsInsider.net. So let's talk about a couple of the winners from the day, starting with a pair of wide receivers from the East team, Deion Long from Maryland.
Long came out of the gate hot. I mean, he ran excellent routes during drills, very sharp, constantly got separation from the defenders, did a good job catching the ball. I mean, he's a little bit short, but he fights. He competes to come away with the ball. More times than not, he won out in battles today. I love this quickness. I love this route running. Doesn't have great deep speed, but he's a tough sort of guy that you can line up in the slot. Could be a very good number four receiver at the next level.
Well, he may not have the size, but the Georgia Tech wide receiver certainly does.
Looked like a beast out there. I mean, he was just dominating people in drills. I mean, he's so much bigger. He's stronger. He looks the part. Some people think he's going to be a tight end, Waller. The only problem with Waller is, you know, he was great in the drills, and then when we went to full scrimmage, he kind of disappeared for a little bit, and that's been his MO in college at Georgia Tech.
All right, how about along the offensive line, an interior lineman for the West team stood out to you, a center slash guard from Kansas State?
Yeah, BJ Finney. I mean, he's not really big, he's not strong, but he's tough, he's smart, he blocks with great fundamentals. I mean, no one beat him today. He basically was able to square up against defenders and keep them away from the quarterback in one-on-one drills. He held his own against bigger opponents. I think Finney really helped himself today.
All right, let's talk about the defensive line, where last year the Eagles, of course, found Bo Allen in the seventh round. He was a Shrine Game attendee. Today, the Stanford defensive tackle stood out to you.
Yeah, and like Allen, I think David Perry of Stanford is going to be a late-round pick. He's going to be a late-round find. I mean, he doesn't have the great size, but he's quick. He's smart. He plays with leverage. Terrific technique. I mean, when we watched the one-on-one drills, he went through a run of where four or five times, no one could stop him, and he was getting back to where the quarterback would be. So I think he really helped himself. Has kind of gone through the season unnoticed on that Stanford defensive line. Wasn't highly rated by scouts. Doesn't have the great measurables, but just a tremendous football player.
All right, let's keep moving along the defense to the linebackers, where Michigan State's Taiwan Jones, probably the best linebacker here.
Yeah, hands out, the best football player, probably the best athlete of all the linebackers. He was very good in drills. You could see, compared to the rest of the linebackers, very fluid, very quick. Not only a straight line, but laterally. Can change direction, plays on balance. And then when it came time for scrimmage, you know, you see the athleticism, but you also saw the instincts. He's quick to find the ball. He stays with his responsibilities. He's not only good against the run, but he gets depth on his pass drops, and he's quick moving laterally. I think Taiwan Jones, I felt, is the most underrated player at the linebacker position, never mind here at the Shrine Game.
All right, well, if I know Eagles fans, I know they're going to ask us who stood out in the secondary. Let's talk about safety Sam Carter from TCU, a versatile player in the back end.
Yeah, good. He's got good size at the safety position. Also did some kick returning today. I think what stood out about Carter is when they did the one-on-one drills against the receivers, he held his own. And that's something that scouts want to see, because they want to know at the next level come Sunday, can they line Sam Carter up over a slot receiver? Is he going to be a liability in coverage? I think today, so far, the answer is no, he's not going to be. He did a very good job during the first day.
All right, well, an action-packed day one at the East-West Shrine Game. Despite the rain, lots of action, lots more to bring you throughout the week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf. We'll see you later on.